Cindy, there's so many things you know about spiritual warfare, about the prophetic. Would you teach us? And, you know, we've been talking about that here at the Ministry Generals International. What could we do? And so we've come up with this plan to get to connect with you on a mentoring basis. So I want you to just think, I'm sitting across the table from you. You know, we're having a cup of coffee and we're talking. And there's questions you've had, and I just want to share my heart with you. I just want to teach you. And so anybody that knows me knows from my book, Possessing the Gates of the Enemy, it's in 30-some-odd languages, started prayer across the face of the earth, that this is one message that is strongly on my heart. It was the first message God gave me to heal nations. We needed to pray and do spiritual warfare. First of all, I want to say, is this biblical? Absolutely. The book of Ephesians is the book of the church. And, you know, when I was studying all this, and I was saying, Lord, just let me read the Bible, like for the first time. Show me, did Jesus do spiritual warfare? If he did, what kind of spiritual warfare did he do? How did he use this as a tool? How was it applied in the scripture? How did Paul address it? Paul was a really important biblical guy. And so, anyway, I want to begin just a second with the end of the book of Ephesians. And then we're going to backtrack just a second so I can put some of this in context for you. Listen to this. I love this part of the Bible. Ephesians 6, verse 10. That begins with a really important word, finally. It says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So what does that mean? It means like after you've done some other things, I want you to do these things. So, you know, one time I tell people they're just starting, you know, they want to go out and bind every demon in the whole planet and you know, tell them where to go and jump into the abyss or whatever kind of thing. And then they get this backlash, like, they just get the, well, in Texas, we say the stuffing beat out of them, knocked out of them, you know. But I want to say to you, it's because there is an order. It's like in this book of the church, it says, like, if you do this, you'll be safe doing this. And so I'm looking at this, and I thought, all right, if this is important, so important that at the end of the book, it says, be strong in the Lord, the power of his might. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you maybe will stand against the wiles of the devil. I love this Bible verse. You know why? The word withstand is the word antihistamine. It literally means to take something in so you will be safe to resist something coming against you. And you think about that. You know, people are kind of scared of spiritual warfare. They're like, oh, don't do that. You know, those big demons are going to come after you if you do that. A lot of people come to me, like maybe yourself, and you're going, well, isn't that very dangerous? And we better not do spiritual warfare. Well, first of all, I want to say to you, who's bigger, God or the devil? What are you magnifying the devil? You know, saying, oh, he's such a big, bad devil. I mean, the Bible's really clear that we have authority over him. And so we've got to understand that we've been given a position of authority. You know, when I first began to study this, I thought, okay, the Bible says I can do this, but I really didn't know anybody to ask these questions. You know, how do you do spiritual warfare? In fact, more importantly, let's go back to the really big verse, okay? This is a really big one. Ephesians 6:12, it says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, and spiritual forces of wickedness in high places. So what's this talking about? We wrestle. And you go back to the previous verse, against the wiles. You know what that means? Methodologies, plans, systems. So what is this saying? Look, Is the devil coming against you? Are you having a lot of spiritual warfare? Are you having problems? Are you having things happen that just are, like, after a while you just have to say, this is not normal, okay? These things happen to me, they're totally not normal. I shouldn't be having this much problems or whatever, you know? So what you have to understand is there's a way to deal with those problems. Doesn't mean they won't come against you. Doesn't mean you won't have any problems in your life. No. The Bible says no weapon formed against you will prosper. It doesn't say the weapon will not be formed. Some people think, oh, I'm just going to reach a place in my life of utopia. I'm going to float around on clouds somewhere. Every day is going to be a Jesus day, and I'm not going to ever have any problems. Not in this lifetime. Because there's a God and there's an enemy. And he is a thief, and he wants to steal from you, and he wants to destroy you. Our job is to destroy his works. And some people say, well, yeah, but even somebody will say, Mama Cindy, but Mama, you know, it's like, I'm afraid to do those things. Well, God hasn't given you fear. You know, one thing I love about the Word of God is the more you get in there and you find out, wow, you're an overcomer, you're called to triumph, we can resist the devil and he'll flee. You know, you learn these things and all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, I'm not meant to be the one that gets beat up. The enemy is the one that should flee. In fact, I'll tell you a little story. Maybe some of you hear me tell the story. When I was, living in Weatherford, Texas, my kids were little, we began to find that there was a lot of Satanists in the area, and different people that we were praying for were telling us that they were actually targeting our family. And, wild kind of bizarre things were happening in our house, and you could sometimes feel the oppression. And one day somebody came into the house and I'd had one of those, you know, days from hell. I was sitting on the kitchen stool. I sat there with my head in my hands. I was just sitting there like this. And I said, you know, my friend came and goes, you look terrible. I'll never forget, her name was Joyce. Joyce comes in and says, you look absolutely terrible. And I looked at her and says, you think I look bad? You should see the devil. I've been beating up on him all day. In other words, the point is, something should rise up inside of us because the greater one is in us, because the Bible said we wrestle against powers of darkness and that we have authority to do so. So I want to say something to you. It's time to have Bible attitude, okay? It's time to have some attitude about you. It's time not to see yourself as some weak, sniveling person that, you know, just wants to hide from the devil in every corner. It's time for you to rise up and understand you have authority through the name of Jesus. And you can advance for the kingdom of God in ways greater than you can imagine. Hey, another story. You know, I remember reading the Bible, and I was reading about casting out demons. You know what? I never heard anybody talk about demons. I didn't know about demons. I didn't like demons. I didn't want to wrestle with a demon. So this lady was in my house, and I invited her. You know, we'd have people live with us off and on. So one day, I hear this kind of growling in the other room. And I'm thinking, that's very weird. Somebody's growling at my house. And, you know, you have to understand, I was, you know, in late 20s, early 30s, somewhere, probably 31, 30-something. And so I go in there, and this lady is full-blown manifestation. And she starts saying in this weird man's voice out of this lady, I'm going to kill her, I'm going to kill her. And I'm thinking, who's killing what for who or what? You know, I'm looking around thinking this can't be good. And my kids were playing in the other room. So, you know, all this mama bear's coming out of me. I didn't know what that thing was, but I had kids in the other room. I'm going to kill her. I'm going to kill you too. I'm thinking, kill her, kill me. This is not going the right way. And so Anyway, so she fell down on the bed, so I kind of jumped up on the bed, and I the only thing I knew was like, in the name of Jesus, I was like, in the name of Jesus, you know, you're not going to do this. I'd heard somebody, you know, prayed like this about demons, although I never actually practiced in it. And so now, and this, I mean, the next thing, it was so funny. I don't know if this is interesting to you, but it was so funny. This demon couldn't really talk, but she was kind of like going, it was going, like kind of hissing at me. I was like, hissing is weird, you know, and I was so exhausted and I didn't know what to do, but I was finally able to just get that demon from manifesting because it was threatening my family, threatening me. And got the person, you know, herself, so she was, the demon was a manifestation and she could talk. Then we found somebody who knew what they were doing and they were a deliverance. And when she went for deliverance, the spirit in her, through this grown man about 6 feet, just flipped him, you know, away. And so I go tell my husband Mike that. You know, some of you know Mike. And Mike says, I forbid you to cast out demons. You are not doing any deliverance. I'm not going to have my wife thrown across the floor. And I realized that God had so been with me, though, because if that demon had thrown that grown man all that way across the floor, I realized he could have thrown me across the floor, could have gone after my kids. But the good thing was, greater who was in me than he was in the world. And you know what? I learned how to cast out demons. And after a while, Mike and I were casting out demons together because he didn't know anything about it either. And during this whole season, I met a new mentor. Her name was Vanetta Copeland. And she was Kenneth Copeland's mother. And she was casting out demons and learning how to do deliverance. And so she said to me, Cindy, I think you're just meant for spiritual warfare. You're so given to this. And it depressed me. I'm like, what do you mean meant for spiritual warfare? I'm not casting out demons. I don't like demons. I don't like anything about demons. I don't want to see demons. I don't want to be near demons. And so I actually went and laid down on my bed. This sounds so funny now. And I pulled the covers over my head and I just laid there and I thought, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And the phone rang and I picked it up. It was a friend of mine. Said, what are you doing? I said, Vanetta Copeland says, God is calling me to cast out demons. So I'm in bed, I have the covers over my head, and I think I've stapled them and I'm not coming out, you know? And she goes, nah, Cindy, she kind of talked me down off that place, you know? And I determined that I needed to learn, and so I did. And that I've seen many people set free from that time. So listen, the book of Ephesians says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the armor of God. And because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against powers of darkness. I want to encourage you to learn to wrestle. I want to encourage you that you can do it. Maybe if you're just beginning this journey, maybe you've done it a long time. We can always learn more. We can do better. And you can be a force through the name of Jesus that can set many people free.